We are also in the octave of Christmas, which means if we have a novena, we have the novena masses, for example, we also have an octave. And octaves of, for example, we have the octave of Christmas, which starts on Christmas Day. We also have the octave of Easter, which starts on the Easter. It simply means that the celebration of that octave of 8 days is still a solemnity, and the degree of celebration is as intense as on the first day. The church has given us this to really get into the spirit of Christmas and celebrate it with intensity. Now, there is a song I recently listened for the first time, and it's a choral piece, actually. So I spent a good few minutes going from one choir to the other on YouTube. And the song is called When the Song of the Angels is Stilled. When the Song of the Angels is Stilled. And I'd like to share words from that song, some lyrics. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. When the song of the angels is stilled, the work of Christmas begins. Now, perhaps in the light of the present gospel on this feast day of the Holy Family, we might say that the work of Christmas is to find Jesus. After all, Mary and Joseph spend 3 days in trying to find and locate the Christ child. But maybe there is a better way of saying that, though. It's not as if Christ is hiding somewhere. Maybe it's better said that the work of Christmas is recognizing Jesus, recognizing Christ, and to make Christ more visible to a wounded world. And Mary and Joseph are models of this as they search and seek the Christ child. And while their journey and worry and fear may have consumed them, at the end of the day, they knew where Christ would be, in the temple. Yes, Christ is in the temple of our hearts. You know, despite our lack of focus, the distractions that may have come our way, Christ is still here in the temple of our hearts, calling us back to the heart of things. Christ is still here. He was always here, is still here, and will always be here. Even when our eyes are closed, our minds are distracted, and our hearts are restless. Now, on this feast of the Holy Family, brothers and sisters, the work of Christmas becomes all the more important because it is within the family. It is within the family and the wider community that the work of Christmas takes place. We all heard that the family is the basic unit of society, is the building block of society. The family is also the domestic church where it all begins. That is why in this feast of the Holy Family, the work of Christmas becomes all the more important, because it is within the family that we are called to put on Christ and recognize that Christ is dwelling within us. It is within the family that we are to model and share a life of compassion, forgiveness, love, and patience. It is within the family that we find, we feed, heal, release, rebuild, make peace and music. It is within the family that we live the gospel, calling out to a world that searches for meaning, showing them that Jesus is always with us. It is within the family that we grow in holiness. So what does becoming holy as a community, you know, as a family, look like anyways? For this is the work of Christmas, to grow in holiness together. Maybe we can connect with one another and others in our community. Accept and forgive others. Share a kind word or an act of mercy. Brothers and sisters, as much as the family is very important, as it is the domestic church, we also see that our families are fractured. So the work of Christmas is ever more important within the family. And maybe a reflection is, moving forward, how are we in our own little ways in the family grow in holiness together to do the work of Christmas? For my friends, the song of the angels is stilled. The shepherds are back with their flocks. And now the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. Brothers and sisters, Christmas is not just a one-day affair, nor it is just a season of Christmas. Christmas should always be in our hearts every day of our lives. The work of Christmas continues on. So as we celebrate with great joy and great festivities the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, may we also do with great joy and festivity the work of Christmas to bring peace, forgiveness, and healing. And here today, brothers and sisters, we need not search for Christ as Mary and Joseph did. For in the word and sacrament, in scripture, in the bread and wine, we find him. But we also find him in one another, in our members of the family of God. We find him at work in our hearts. And may the Eucharist that always gives us strength, give us that strength and wisdom to always do the work of Christ. Amen.